And so your husband, yes. Alan Cox,
yes.
How did you meet in the factory?
Oh, we met at a Jacob's dance one night in the recreation hall. They had a recreation hall where they played badminton and various other things went on in it. And once a fortnight or once a month, there was always a dance. And that's where I met him.
Yes. Mm. And so when you what year roughly did you get married?
We got married in 64.
Now tell me, what happened afterwards? As soon as you went off and probably had a honeymoon, did you go back in working?
Oh, I went back in working for 3 months. And shortly after we were married, I discovered, oh gosh, I'm having a honeymoon baby. So that was, now needless to say, in those days, money was scarce. And we would have maybe liked a little bit longer, because my extra money would have helped greatly in furnishing our home. But we got a lovely baby instead.
Mm. And so that that marks the date of So what year did you get married then?
64.
And so, it's extraordinary when you think about it. You were working nearly half a century ago in Jacob's.
Yes.
And it didn't change that much over the years.
No, I suppose a lot of things remained the same. I think a lot of things maybe changed when they went out to Tala. Mm. It would have been very different then. I was never out in Tala.
And did you ever work the computers when they came in?
No. No, because I wouldn't have been there then.
Right. Mm. But are you computer literate now? Or?
No, I am not. My children keep saying to me, "Mother, you have to learn it."
Those machines, when you think of them, the amount of work that was needed to be done, even with them, you know.
Yes. There was it was always a great rush in the afternoon to get those invoices done, but we would stay until we had finished.
Okay, and this was the hub of where everything happened, because all the orders, all the invoices.
Well, the orders came in from the reps, representatives, and I don't know where they went first when they came in, but they were all sorted. A lot of that went on up in the general office. And then they'd come to us, and you'd, from the invoices, you punched out the card, you see, of what that customer wanted.
Now, the customers, they were all over the country.
Oh, they were all over the country in those days.
And probably all over the world. I mean,
They sort of, I don't remember anything worldwide, you know. It was really country customers in those days.
Was it busy?
Oh, it was busy, yes. I think people ate a lot of biscuits in those days.
When you look back at those years, do you feel that if you had another chance, would you do it again? Or would you...
Oh, I'm very happy with what I did. But I would have liked to have gone back to work for just maybe another year. But then I think you get greedy and you want to stay in work where your children are very, very important to be with them.
Did you make a lot of friends?
Yes, indeed I did. And Jacob's, a lot of friends.
And was that helped by all the activities and the outings? And
yes, and it was helped by, like, we'd a fairly big office there, you know. I suppose nowadays the offices maybe are not as big. I don't know now. But certainly in our day, you made a lot of friends.
Did you go to the Isle of Man in that office?
Yes, we did.
Can you tell me? Nobody has told me about the Isle of Man yet.
Well, so. You get on the boat at about 8 o'clock in the morning. You sail to the Isle of Man. Of course, there were English shops in the Isle of Man with all the English clothing, and we bought, carried what we could, and sometimes we would even go to a dance before we got the boat home. And you'd be in the next morning then, I think, into Dublin.
And what was it during the summer months?
It was once a year.
Yes. Well, that was... And so they must have been very memorable occasions.
Oh, yes, yeah, they were. And, like, you could bring a friend or two with you, you know, if you wanted to. So, of course, when you're outing on, Grace, I'd have a gang with me. But we had good fun.
Was it now? Yes.
Yes. When I look back on those working years, they were great fun.
Well, Grace, it's been a pleasure. And so, are you sorry to see the factory gone now?
Yes, I was. Well, you see, Tala meant nothing to me. It meant a lot to my husband because he was there. He was in Bishop Street, then he was in Tala. And, like, he... was sorry to see it go in Tala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many years did he give to the company?
He went in about a year after me, and he was there until he retired.
Yes.
Early retirement, because he got a good package, you know, because they were starting to wind down. So he did quite well out of it. So he says, I think I'll go. I think he had got to the stage where Dublin traffic was beginning to get to him up there.
Imagine, yes. In your time, it was hardly a car on the road.
Yeah. And then, you see, it went from that to, madness in Dublin and around.
Yeah. And I would imagine when it came to Christmas, there was no problem with Christmas presents, was there? I mean, you plenty of assortment, biscuits and...
Yes, but we didn't give biscuits. We would go out and buy other things. You know, you might get... Well, you would certainly buy a biscuit for home, you know, and your mother would give you the money for it. Yes, we'd buy a couple of tins of biscuits for home, but apart from that, no. But we bought job biscuits all the time. You could buy job biscuits in the job shop.
Yes.
And they were on sale every week.
Well, that was very
always,
useful.
Oh, there was always plenty of biscuits in our house.
Grace Cox, thank you. Thank you very much for talking.
Well, I hope I've been of some help to you.
You have indeed.
And I don't know how good the memory has been.